Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome along and welcome back. Well, I'm saying that in the third party. Welcome back, Niall Boylan. Yeah, that's me. Yes, I'm back. Now, not with my tail between my legs, because that would be very humiliating, wouldn't it? Because I was only describing to somebody a few minutes ago that not getting elected, by the way, wasn't the disappointment that I thought it would be. Because realistically, I always figured I had a 50-50 chance. And I always knew that radio, of course, was always my first love. So I would come back if indeed that didn't happen. So I'm back and we've lots to talk about tonight, including, by the way, a little bit later on, I'll be joined by Linda Kavanagh from the Sex Workers Alliance. Now, we all know, of course, the legislation in Ireland was changed some 7 years ago in relation to the purchase of sex in this country. But what has it done to the industry? Because let's be clear, it is an industry. It's one of the oldest industries, cliche, in the world, of course. Well, actually, stonemasonry is actually the oldest industry in the world. So that's not really a good cliche. But in saying that, there has to be protection there for women who find themselves in that vulnerable situation where they're in the industry. Also, by the way, those ex-bullies are back in the news again. That's the dogs, yeah. And plastic surgeons are now adding their two cents in. Apparently, they're calling for stronger restrictions on dangerous breeds of dogs, not just ex-bullies. Look, I know I get into trouble every time I talk about that topic because people keep texting in pictures of their little staffies. Oh, look, my little staffie wouldn't do anybody any harm. Look at the baby hugging him. Yeah, look, I think if you have a dangerous dog, it's probably not the best place for, you know, to have a dangerous dog in a family home. We get around to talk about that, and we do want to talk about assisted dying because the Catholic Bishops' Conference said that it rejects any future laws that would allow for assisted dying. But first, happy Pride. Yes. Now, the reason I'm saying that is I know it's going to perturb a lot of people, okay? Now, what are you talking about, Happy Pride? They have to have a whole month of it. You know what I mean? We all know that they're gay. I know, but look, it's the 50th anniversary of Dublin Pride. And the march takes place, by the way, this Saturday, the 29th of June. Now, there's nothing per se wrong with Pride. Everybody thinks it's great. The idea that, you know, at one stage in life, that in Ireland, for example, it was illegal to be in love with somebody of the same sex. I mean, we think we're all past that point. Or are we? I mean, Ireland has a bit of a checkered past when it comes to the LGBT community, as many countries do, I might add. It seems crazy to think that it was illegal to be gay up to 1993. Fast forward to the marriage referendum 2015, and we see the majority of the public want gay people to live their lives just as freely as those who are straight. But what I want to talk about tonight is whether or not we have really come that far. I mean, what is it really like to be gay in Ireland today? Is it all sunshine and rainbows, pardon the pun, or is homophobia still rampant? Now, I don't believe homophobia is still rampant. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're gay and you think I'm wrong. You think, Niall, you're delusional. You know, I don't think anybody bats an eyelid anymore if two lads walk down the road holding hands or two girls walk down the road holding hands. I don't think people care. I mean, I personally don't care if you're gay. And I think, isn't that the right attitude to have? I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're straight. And I used to always say on this show, going back about 10 years ago, that there will come a day where the word gay won't even exist. And that'll be a good thing because we're just all the same. You know what I mean? If you're gay, if you're straight, it doesn't matter. Now, I know people have an issue with the tea part. And there is obviously conversations being had worldwide in relation to the tea part and genders and all that. But let's not confuse the issue tonight. Because I spoke to somebody during the week from the gay community. And he said to me, he regrets the day that LGBT hitched their wagon to tea. And now, you might have an opinion on that. I would like to hear it as well. But getting back to the LGBT part, which was always the original part before the T came in and the plus and the Q's and everything else that came after it and every letter of the alphabet that at this stage I think we're probably using. But is Ireland still homophobic? The number, as usual, 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a call. I nearly forgot the phone number. 087-188-0008. If you want to send us a text or a WhatsApp, you can do that right now. The question quite simply is Ireland still homophobic? Right, let me go to Siobhan if I can first. Siobhan, hi, how are you?
I'm good, Niall. How are you?
I'm good. Are you out shopping in Aldi?
No, I'm not. I was shopping in IKEA instead tonight. Uh-huh. 3 hours I was in IKEA. Where did 3 hours go?
IKEA. I mean, there's something about IKEA. I think it's like the casinos in Las Vegas. They don't have windows. There's a certain path you have to take. And I think it's done on purpose. It's a psychological thing to get you lost.
Yeah, and I probably lost as much money in there tonight as I would have in a casino, I can tell you that. It's like when you bring your daughter, she helps you out. Huh?
Yeah, you go for a candle and you come home with a three-piece suite, you know what I mean? So.
Well, I went in and I said to the girl at the checkout, I only came in for a duvet. We just kept piling stuff on the conveyor.
That's the plan.
I started laughing.
But then you have to, once you become a pro, you get the shortcuts through the little doors. You know the shortcuts you can take.
Oh, but I had to walk around it because I said, oh, do you know what? While I'm here, I'll get this, that and the other. I'm doing the kids' bedrooms. So
oh, okay.
I said, oh, do you know, I might as well get it while I have it because I won't have it next week. You know, like something will pop up.
Yeah, it'll be gone.
The head gasket will go or something. And like, I should have got the goddamn lamps. I should have got them. I'd have them now. So...
Anyway,
no, I said
but I mean,
well, so I picked up a few bits. I'm delighted to speak to you again, Niall. I really, really, really am. I mean that.
Oh, that's good. I missed you too, Siobhan.
You did not, so I'm lying.
I missed you all. I honestly, I do, because I've always said this, that the callers to the show, particularly regular callers to the show, and there are a lot of new callers on a regular basis, but a lot of regulars, it's like a family, isn't it?
It is. And when I tell you something on your podcast page, I put... a message up just saying, hi, Niall, it's your friend from Lidl. And one of your other listeners actually commented on that and said, I know who you are, Siobhan, you know.
Yeah.
And she said, we are like a family. So we are like a family.
We are.
I'd be listening to that in the evening and I'd hear Martin coming on and, you know, Niamh. I haven't heard Niamh now in a little while. I hope Niamh's all good.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's Martin. And you can kind of, you know well who's going to stir it up a bit and who's going to...
Yeah, it's all part, of the family, yeah. So, Siobhan...
It is.
Getting back to the question at hand, I suppose, is Ireland homophobic? Is it homophobic?
Oh, do you know what? No, I don't think it's homophobic, but I don't think it has any time for what you were just talking about there, the different genders and...
Mm.
And you know,
you think that kind of added
thing.
A complication to it?
Definitely did. It just made everybody roll their eyes, didn't it? You know, I mean, if you're gay or not, I don't care. You and I have spoken about this before, and we spoke about it recently as well, where that chap was on that was gay. It was when the Pope came out and said something, and... that lady was on and she was saying that she'd protest outside the church if he was to get married. And I remember saying to her, really? Would you really, really do that? Are you really that bothered? I don't care who's gay. Don't care who's not gay. I don't know why they have to come out and tell us. I never had to come out. But I suppose it's that coming out. Of
yeah,
that,
I kind of understand what you're saying at this point. Yeah, why are they kind of doing that whole... coming out thing? Is it necessary?
Like is there pressure for them to come out? Because I really don't care. I don't remember ever saying to my family, oh, here, by the way, I like boys. You just one knocked on the door one day and then that was that, you know. I have a daughter and she told me at first that she was bi.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of youngsters do that. They're kind of like, well, I know I'm gay, but I'm going to tell my mum and dad that I'm bi, so they've got some hope, you know.
some hope of being proud of me. Is that, because was that, that whole thing where parents, when their kid came out as gay, that the parents kind of felt they failed in some way, which was ridiculous. Was that whole thing.
And I hope that anybody listening to me now is not offended by anything I'm saying, you know, because I don't want to offend anybody because it's none of my business what you are. I think I was, let's say, I don't know what the word is, fortunate, lucky, whatever. I'm a pretty bog standard person, you know. Mm. I've grown up and I like boys, so my life is not complicated because of the people that I've fallen in love with. So I get to live a free life. I don't get called names in the street. I get to walk down the street and hold the hand of the person that I love. We get to sit in restaurants and kiss each other across the table. You know.
And do you think gay people can't do that? Do you still think gay people can't do that?
I think some gay people perhaps feel that they can't do that because maybe they've had a bad experience and they don't want to draw attention to themselves. I was driving home from work the other day. I seen two men walk down the street holding hands. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, isn't that lovely that they can do that? And because it is lovely that they can do that. why can't they live their life, you know, without any hostility, abuse and all that?
But I think they generally do. There was a time, and I remember doing talk shows at the time in relation to it, going back 20 years ago, where if you drove down the street and seen two lads holding hands or two girls holding hands, although it was always a bit different for girls for some reason. But
always different for girls. Yeah.
But for two guys, you kind of take a second look and you go, oh, Jesus, look at that, two lads holding hands. That was 20 years ago. But like, I seen two lads walking down the street. Actually, I was in the Queensland, he was in the car, and two lads walked by holding hands. And I didn't really pay any attention. It was kind of like, oh, okay, those two are in love or whatever.
Just two lads walking down the street holding hands,
So I don't think it's the same. I don't think there's a problem anymore.
Hopefully not, but to some people, of course, it is. You know, to some people, it's a problem if your hair is green or you've got a nose piercing. You know, just live your life. You're never going to make everybody happy. And who cares? Make yourself happy and that's it. I think older people are possibly more that way than the younger generation. Not all now, don't get me wrong, but I know my own father would have, I have three brothers, and I know my own dad would have had a problem if one of my brothers had have been gay.
Oh yeah, actually, look, but all of our parents. Yeah, but all of our parents.
And he was a lovely man, but he was, well, he's from a different generation.
Yeah, it's a generational thing. And my dad was a homophobe. There's no doubt about it. He's passed away long since. But he was a homophobe. Because they didn't understand, or it wasn't, it was a different Ireland. You know what I mean? It was a different time.
Well, it was plugged into them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was sinful.
Catholic Church and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah. Different time.
Yeah, and then, of course, we find out about the Catholic Church, didn't we? They didn't think it was that freaking sinful, did they?
Now, well, actually, do you ever stay there for a second, Siobhan? Because let me just bring Jake in as well. Jake, hi, how are you?
Well, how's it going? Welcome back.
Thanks very much indeed, Jake. Appreciate it. Jake, do you think Ireland is still homophobic?
Partially.
Hmm.
Now, I'm going to say something that I suppose some people aren't going to agree with. I would class myself as homophobic in the correct terminology. Due to personal experiences, I was assaulted by a gay man.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
So that's my... Now, don't get me wrong. I completely support the LGBTQ alphabet community.
Mm-hmm.
Completely support them, 110%. But I have my guard up when it comes to homosexual men, obviously because of that incident.
But is that fair, Jake, to say? Because you know I have been assaulted by the odd woman or two, but it doesn't mean I hate every woman or I'm afraid of every woman.
No, and I completely understand, and it is a horrible thing to say. I tar everyone with the same brush, but I give everyone the chance. Like if I met someone and I don't care. Joe Soap down the road, he can be with every fella in the world. It doesn't bother me. But it's kind of a case where it's like, don't try at him with me.
But either way, here's the thing. I don't know what happened to you, Jake. Was it physical assault or sexual assault?
It was sexual assault.
Did you not report? I mean, you're just entitled to report as anybody else.
I did. Well, I didn't personally. So, basically what happened was it was 5 days after my 18th birthday. I was in a friend's house celebrating my birthday. And a fella who was a good bit older than us, but in our friend group, who I thought I trusted, we were all volunteer medics at the time, and he had gotten access to some controlled substances.
Mm-hmm.
Led me under false intentions, which caused me to blame myself because I willingly took the drugs.
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a reason, mind you, but yeah, I get you.
Yeah. So it led me to believe that it was my own fault for allowing myself to take them. Proceeded to sexually assault me. I won't go into details. But proceeded to sexually assault me. And for me, because it rendered me unconscious, I thought it was all a bad dream. I didn't realise what had actually happened to me until one of my friends, who it was in his house, had reported the incident, which went on to the guards, and I had to watch a video to identify myself, which made it all very real.
Right.
So this is kind of what led to me...
Can I ask you, if it's not a personal question, when you went to the guards and you explained what happened, how did the guards react to that? Because it's not the normal male-female thing. It's slightly different. It's same-sex assault. How did they react to that? Did they take you seriously?
They did. And the guards approached me. Because I didn't report it, my friend
Your
reported.
Friend did, yeah. But they took my it they took it seriously, yeah.
Very much so, considering that I wasn't the only one. He was a serial offender and there was at least 14 others.
Wow.
So
do me a favour, don't mention any names on the air, sure you won't.
No. So
in other words, what you're saying is there was corroborating stories. So, you know, yeah. So what happened in the end? Did he get charged?
He's currently in prison for three others who are minors.
Wow.
So he's in prison for them, and my one's currently with the DPP awaiting trial and stuff like that. So I kind of have no justification in my one yet or anything. I have no kind of...
See, here's what I say. What I'm saying to you, Jake, is that, you know, gay men are not sex offenders. Sex offenders are sex offenders.
The same way as I say,
you know, men are not rapists. Rapists are rapists. Do you understand what I'm saying?
But that's the thing. And it's more so I'm afraid of gay men who are bigger than me. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. No, I can understand why you feel that way, by the way.
Yeah. And it's not a case where I'm not a homophobe in the sense of, like, oh, come here, I just out and out don't like gay people. It's a case where it's specific, you know what I mean?
Someone
has arachnophobia, I have it to the point where it's a genuine fear.
Mm.
I don't care. Like I said earlier, I do not care. Be happy, be you, but it's not me. I have friends that are gay, and I have family that are gay, and it does not bother me. You be you, be what makes you happy.
Do you think, just on I'm going away from your own personal issue, but do you believe, like Siobhan was saying, you know, nobody really cares anymore if they see two lads walking down the street holding hands. Do you think we've got to a point now where that kind of homophobia, as it's known, now you've given a very good definition of what homophobia is, actually, which people use the word actually incorrectly, but generally speaking, we accept what the term means. Do you believe that homophobia or that dislike of homosexuality or lesbianism, has that gone away from Ireland?
In the younger generations, 100%. People around my age group, I completely think so. The older generations, not so much. Like my father... like yourself, he was a homophobe.
Yeah.
But he was very old-fashioned for a man who wasn't
very old conservative, yeah.
Yeah, like I've mentioned before to you, Dad was 46 when he passed, so like Dad was relatively young. But it was a case where he was just... He grew up around the time of the skinheads in the 80s and early 90s and stuff like that, and that's just kind of who he was, and for like he's just set in his ways.
Yeah, but I think most of us were. I mean, I'm 60 years of age, so when I was younger, you know, when I say homophobia, the idea of homosexuality or lesbianism was very new because it wasn't very open. People weren't open about things like that.
Yeah.
Mm. Stay there with me for a second, just because I want to go to Steve as well. Steve, hi, how are you?
How are you, Noel? So there isn't an undertone of homophobia. It's out there in your face. Now, I can speak from experience because obviously I'm a gay man, but I did live in the heterosexual world for a long, 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 long time. As you know, I only came out about 2 years ago. I'm 43 years of age at this stage. So, you know, I spent 41 years hiding the fact that I was a gay man. And when you live in the heterosexual world and your friends think you're straight, you hear what they actually think about homosexuals. And I have heard the most derogatory things, horrible things, you know. I mean, there used to be queer baitings in our days when we were kids in school. If you thought somebody was a little bit feminine, you know, they'd have the heads knocked off them, you know, and that type of stuff still exists.
I don't think it happens in schools and stuff like that nowadays.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does, Noel.
I would hate
and
to
that
think
guy
that.
Said something. That guy said something completely wrong. He thinks that the younger generation are more accepting of it. Right. So I tell you what, you guys should do. Both of you guys go out down Dollymount Strand. Hold each other's hand and walk past a group of teenage lads and see what happens. Go for it. Do an experiment. See how comfortable you are doing that. Because there is a hatred towards it, especially with younger lads. Now, obviously, if they're gay or bisexual, they're not going to hate it at all. But straight guys fear this for some reason. I mean, and it's not the gay community. It's the straight community, the heterosexual community, who have an obsession what goes on in your bedroom. Because as soon as I tell somebody I'm gay, you know, the first thing that comes into their mind is what I do in my bedroom. Yeah. Why is that? Why can't people get past that?
Go ahead, Siobhan.
It's not. If you told me you were gay, I do not. The first thing that comes into my mind is not what. It's not what you do in your bedroom. It's probably, oh, I'll get you round to me gaffing to help me do it up or something, you know? Definitely.
Okay. So you'd stereotype instead.
I promise you,
fair enough, but here's the thing. Walk a mile. Walk a mile in my shoes. Because I can promise you, you can see the look on their face. You can see it. It's not paranoia.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. I can imagine.
I have friends who have... I mean, I came on this show, and one of the nights that I was on, there's a caller now who has come on 3 times to question my sexuality. He was like, how could you have sex with women in the past? That's just disgusting. La, 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 la.
But people do find that confusing, don't they?
What, the fact that I had sex?
It's not confusing, is it? He couldn't be himself, so he had to just fit in, didn't he?
Exactly.
Are you still friends with the same friend?
Well, I don't know whether Steve felt he just had to fit in. Maybe Steve, you know... I can't think for you, but I'm assuming in the female relationships or the relationships with women that you've had in the past that you love the women. I'm assuming that you enjoy the relationship. I'm assuming that at some point you enjoy the sex with them as well. So is it a case that you're bisexual rather than...
No. Because here's the thing, Niall. As soon as I came out as gay, you know, I haven't been with a woman since. And I've had the opportunity to do it. I just don't want to do it. You know, I've been there, done that, had the T-shirt, and I had to do it because I had to keep up a pretense. You know, and here, it is the thing of, when I was growing up, my father was an asshole. He hated gay people. And so did the vast majority of my friends hated gay people. You know yourself, Niall, when you were growing up, or even not when you were growing up, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you've had people around you who have said derogatory things about gay people, true or false?
Well, when I was younger, certainly, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, maybe not in the last 10 years. I wouldn't have heard it as much, but certainly when I was younger, when I was in school, absolutely, there were kids in the class who were a bit effeminate, and people called them names. Yeah.
And you would have all the gay jokes. What was the Terence and Phillips gay jokes and all the other, like? There's so many things where gay people were ran down. So you, of course, you'd hide away from society. So a society like that, especially. And that's exactly what I did. So for somebody to come on and question my sexuality, I shouldn't have to tell people I'm gay or straight. Well, I mean, obviously, that's wrong. I do. Obviously, I have to tell somebody I'm gay if I'm attracted to them, so on, so forth, in case they're not. You know,
But I do understand what Jake is saying about the definition of homophobia. We do overuse the word homophobia. I mean, homophobia by definition means you have a fear. And I can understand, by the way, why Jake has a fear, although you can't hire everybody with the same brush. But Jake was sexually assaulted by somebody who was gay.
To be fair, and I don't mean to interrupt there or anything. Like, Steve, you mentioned there about young people having that like, obviously myself, I'm 24. Right,
yep.
So I know myself through my friend group. Now, it could be just my friend group that is very, very accepting towards it.
Yeah.
And I do understand, like, you have them young people there who are going to start shit with, like you say, and I like that, I don't want to get into it with you either. Say, for example, you have a partner. I'm not going to assume you do or don't at the moment. But say you and your partner are walking down city centre and two is hand in hand, more than happy in your relationship. There's no difference between you doing that with your partner as there is with a straight couple. We were the first country, I can't remember who it was, Europe or the world, to vote in gay marriage.
Well, we were the first country, well, constitutionally, to bring in gay marriage, yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, man. You say, you know, it's as easy as just walking hand in hand, you know, down the street and nobody will bother you. That's not true, because I can promise you, I swear on my child's life, I have a very good friend of mine, who is dating a lad, and he's about 28 years of age, same, just a bit older than you. And he was walking down Dollymount, and this is where I got the story from, and there was a bunch of 16, 17-year-olds sitting around drinking, and he was called all the fucking queers under the suns and homos and pillow biters and you name it, and they literally had to let go of each other's hand and walk out of there as fast as they could. This stuff still exists.
Right?
Absolutely, and in your case,
I Steve, I think they are the minority, and they tend to be a certain breed or strain of individual.
You are right, Niall, but in the very same breath, the guy who assaulted you is in the minority, so we can't tear everybody with the same bus as well. But unfortunately, we do.
Believe me, I respect that. And Steve, by the way, just so you're aware, I have nothing against you. Fair play to you for coming out, and fair play to be out. Now, that shouldn't even be something I have to say.
No, it shouldn't. No, it shouldn't, and I don't like it.
Yeah. No, and I respect that. And it's the fact that, like you're saying there as well, there is still partially a stigma.
Well, hang on both of you for a second, because I want to get Niamh in just before the break, if I can. And Niamh, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niamh, how are you? Welcome back.
Thanks very much indeed, Niamh, I appreciate it.
Niamh, good to hear you back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, look, 50th anniversary of Pride. I do believe Pride is a bit over the top, by the way, can I just point out. We'll get to more of that in a few minutes. But just in relation to what Steve is saying, are we not past the point where two lads or two girls can walk down the street holding hands? Forget about girls, actually, because girls do it all the time anyway, and nobody bats an eyelid. It is mainly about men, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately it is. To be honest, I completely and utterly agree with everything Steve has just said. Because he's right about one thing, and unfortunately, you know, Jake and Sharon, I think, are slightly naive to this.
Siobhan,
it is young
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Sorry, Siobhan, sorry. If you go on to social media, especially now, this is the most toxic month, unfortunately. It shouldn't be. It should be a fantastic month that everybody should be able to enjoy, but it's not. It's toxic. Because you go on and you see that, prime example, on social media last week, AIG Insurance put the Pride flag up as a banner on their Facebook page. The comments were disgusting. These were not older people. These were younger people. These are people in their 40s, in their 30s, some in their 20s. Majority men. And those comments were toxic. Absolutely disgusting. They have no place in 2024 society. Steve should not have to come out.
And I don't.
Steve, I'm just choosing you because you're here.
I did see Dublin Fire Brigade put up. You know, the fire brigades, two fire engines done in rainbow colours. And I've seen a lot of comments, but they're not about Steve, and they're not about gay people. They're about why he's wasting money doing that. Why do you have to shove it in our face? We don't need to know about it. That's more what I saw the comments were about, rather than about homosexuality or lesbianism.
But that is no. But you see, shove what in our faces? So what they're saying is. Pride. Pride is part of the LGBTQ community. Therefore, they're talking about homosexuality. So if you take the comment back to its basis, why are you shoving homosexuality in our faces? It's not about a flag. It's not about a rainbow. Who the hell could be insulted by a rainbow? A rainbow is lovely. Now, at the end of the day, they're not slagging off the flag. They're slagging off what it stands for, which is homosexuality. Therefore, people reading that who are like Steve and are gay, I mean, Steve's a very strong person. We all know that. He has an opinion. He's not afraid to share it. He's not the sort that's going to be easily offended.
But I know people who are gay who don't like Pride. I know people who are gay who wouldn't go to the Pride Parade. They think it's embarrassing.
Absolutely. But to read stuff that, you know, is blatantly about somebody's sexuality, it's not nice. You know, it must be intimidating to people who don't have the strong character that Steve has, that will say, well, I'm not going out tonight because it's Pride Month and people are heightened. And they might be afraid to go out. No one should be afraid to go out and hold their boyfriend or girlfriend's hand. I'm not. And why should I have any more rights than someone like Steve? I'm saying like Steve because I don't think Steve would be afraid. See, that's the thing. I think Steve
I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it.
Exactly.
I wouldn't hold somebody's hand in public. No, I wouldn't. Absolutely not. It's not worth the hassle.
Well, I think it's quite sad, and I'm going to come back to you, Steve, and Niamh in a second, and Lorenzo, I want to come to you after the break. I think it's quite sad that you wouldn't do that in public, and I think we're at a sad point in society in this day and age where you can't do that. I think the Pride flag thing and the rainbow colours on this or that or whatever it is on social media, I'm going to come back to Niamh in that in a few minutes. I think there's another argument around that. I want to ask Steve about that as well, but because I do know people who are gay, and I remember somebody who was gay saying to me, going back many years ago, that he would never go to a Pride festival or Pride parade because he said it doesn't represent who I am, because he's not into all that extravagance, etc., etc. Anyway, we'll come back to that in a minute. The number, as usual, 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. The question I'm asking, in 2024, is Ireland still homophobic? Just to come back to something Niamh was saying there a few minutes ago about the pride thing and social media. Look, Niamh, we know at the best of times social media can be toxic. And believe me, I found that out over the last 8 weeks more than any other time.
I'm sure you did.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Some of the names that I was called. But anyway, we know social media is toxic. But when it comes to the pride aspect of it, you know, there are people in the gay community who say, well, firstly, I don't need to be part of the community. I'm straight. I don't need to be part of the straight community. I'm just straight, right? And they don't align themselves with... Well, maybe not just Pride Day as such, but the whole idea of Pride and, you know, the kind of festival and people going around in, you know, particular type of dress and the kind of exaggerated dress, et cetera, et cetera. They don't want to align with that because they think that's an exaggeration of who they are.
No, that's fine. Look, everyone has their own thing. You know, not everyone is into going to these festivals and, you know, some people just want to live their lives quietly and, you know, some people, their neighbours wouldn't even know they were gay. But at the end of the day, you still shouldn't have that level of nastiness in this day and age. I mean, if we're a country, it's such a contradiction that we were the first country to allow gay marriage by a popular vote. Mm-hmm. But yes, we still talk like this. We still have to have this conversation.
Yeah, but that's because 67% of people voted for it. The other 33% didn't. So there's still a third of the population who thought it wasn't a good idea for two men to get married.
But it does seem like it is an awful lot more than 33% talking shite. Do you know what I mean? It seems like the vast majority of people seem to have an issue. Maybe it's just the vast majority that...
Oh, no.
Hello?
Yeah, no, I think we lost Niamh there for a second. I do apologize.
No, I'm here.
No, we lost Niamh though. She's back. Go ahead, Niamh.
It just seems, if it's only 33% that voted no, it seems like an awful big voice on social media rapping on for 33%. Maybe some of the 60% changed their minds or something, because there just seems to be this constant barrage of name calling and, you know, the usual, when straight pride and all this, you know.
Yeah, I think a lot of that, maybe Steve would disagree, is... Okay, you're gay. We all know now, we voted for gay marriage. It's cool. Everything is grand. You don't have to kind of do that stuff anymore.
No, hang on.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's what people are thinking, mate.
Niall, let me just point something out. If you went to a wedding and there was 100 people in that room, 33 of those people are most likely to hate what you do in the bedroom if you were a gay man.
I wouldn't say hate, but they may disagree with you do in the bedroom.
Okay, disagree with what you do in the bedroom. So in other words, their only difference with me is my preference and friction. It's the only difference. It's not like I'm a sicko. It's not like I'm twisted. You know, every straight man that I've spoken to so far thinks that I want to fucking ride them, you know, which is not the case. Just because I'm a gay man doesn't mean I want to have sex with every dude out there. You know, there's so many negative connotations that come along with being gay.
So they assume you're automatically very promiscuous.
Absolutely.
We're having sex with everybody. Yeah.
Everybody, and anybody.
Well, hang on. Let me just bring Lorenzo into the conversation. Lorenzo, hi. How are you?
Hi, Niall. How are things?
Good. Are we ahead of other countries, or are we behind? Or where do we stand now when it comes to homophobia?
Well, I think that, I mean, I don't follow probably that much Irish news, but when I see them, I can see way more news about... kind of gender discrimination in Italian news than on the Irish news. I mean, there was just recently now, probably a few days ago, I saw on Facebook most likely was a fake news or just one of those news to attract clicks and attention. And it was just, I mean, the title was like, two players of the Italian national team did coming out, guess who? And I mean, in all the comments, actually, there were like, I can say that there were like 50% of comments saying, this is disgrace, blah, 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 blah. And others were like, who cares? They're playing soccer. I mean, who cares what are their sexual orientation? I mean, they just have to play soccer. They have to run.
They just have to kick a ball. Yeah.
I mean, who cares? We don't care until they play and they do fine. Who cares? Yeah, but I think that recently, and I think it's under the eyes and attention of everyone, while years ago, I mean, I'm young, but I can see the difference that when I was younger, there was a full spectrum of ideas, opinions, and everybody was free-ish to say whatever they want, whatever they think, with or without judgment. Now there is a huge polarization on black and white, yes, no, pro, cons. There is no more the, yes, you are, and who cares? No, it has to be, I mean, you have to care, you have to think, oh, you're pro or against. There is no, I don't care. So even all the push for the kind of equality and things, I'm not against them. But if before there were three classes of people, so there were like, yes, absolutely agree, no, absolutely disagree, and then there were the gray, like, I don't care. Now, with all the push from social medias and information in general, you can't be, you're not, there is no neutral anymore. You have to be pro, cons. So I'd say that there is more this kind of mentality.
I'm kind of shocked that maybe that I'm living in a bubble, because I'm kind of shocked that everybody thinks it's that bad. Because
no, you've no idea.
Because
trust me,
no. Obviously, I'm not gay, so I don't have the same understanding that you would have, Steve. But I'm kind of shocked, because I was one of those people 20, 30 years ago. I'm not saying I hated gay people by any stretch of the imagination, but certainly because being gay wasn't very open in society, you know, I was the one who would have done the double take if somebody was walking down the ham with a boyfriend holding hands, or seen two lads in a bar kissing each other, or whatever it was. I would have been one of the ones that went, oh, Jesus, look at that. Oh, Jesus. Because I was conservative. It was 20, 30 years ago. It was a different time. And even I, now, it doesn't bother me. I couldn't care less. I don't care. My best mate is gay. I know that's very cliche, but my best friend is gay. And it doesn't, if anything, we joke about it all the time. We have the crack and we're, you know, when we just kind of pass it off. But like, there's no, like, we don't think about it. It's not something we have conversations about.
Do you understand that they have turned my sexuality into a goddamn industry? That's what they've done.
Well, who's like turned your sexuality into an industry?
The media. Anybody who can make a quick book off this. Whether it be
Give me an example of how you believe the media have turned sexuality or your sexuality into an industry.
Because, Niall, it's news and it sells. You know as well as I do every other transgender story that's in the news and LGBT.
No, forget about the transgender thing. I think it's a whole other issue. Right.
Pride flags, Niall, and the Garda cars and the fire brigades and all that type of stuff. It's just we need to throw all of this information at the heterosexual community that, you know, this is gay, 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 and the people
is that,
are getting
is that
pissed
part,
off.
But is that part of the problem then? And I know Niamh doesn't.
Part.
No, hang on. I know Niamh thinks that's not part of the problem and we should just accept it and so on. It's only a bloody rainbow, right? But to some people, they feel there's no need for all of that. We don't need to have buntings hanging everywhere and flags hanging everywhere. And
Niall, I have no connection with the LGBT community whatsoever. They are not my family. They are not my community. I have nothing to do with them. I don't do the things that they do. I don't want to get involved in the things that they would want to do. I just want to be a goddamn normal person and get on with my life. And what happens in my bedroom is between me and whoever is in the bedroom with me. But unfortunately, the media are everything is gay and they're throwing it in straight people's face all the time.
Well, it's not the media doing
people,
that. But you can't blame... No, hang on. No, you blame the NGOs for that. They're the ones who push it. The media are only picking up the story.
Okay, media and corporations and every other person out there who can make a book off it are pushing it in the straight community space. And the straight community are now saying, we've had enough.
Say, Lorenzo.
I totally agree what he's saying, but I think I wouldn't blame primarily the social media. I think the social media are following other homosexual people that they want and they pretend. I mean, he said, what happens in the bedroom between me and whoever is it is my business. And that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many other people that think the opposite in terms of whatever happens in the bedroom between me and somebody else have to be spread to everyone and everybody has to say, bravo, 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 you're great.
And the same can be said in the straight community.
Yeah. No, it's basically the same, but obviously the homosexual community is the one under the moonlight, unfortunately.
I mean, Let me just ask Niamh this question because Niamh was talking about pride. So we went from having homosexuality or lesbianism or bisexuality, you know, hidden in the cupboard, so to speak, or in the closet, as it was called years ago, yeah, pardon the cliche, to it now being very much the focus for a month of the year, not just a day, not just a week, but a month of the year, where you've got flags, Garda cars, you know, you've got flags flying over the GPO, you've got all sorts of things, which are kind of reasons for those who might be teetering on the edge of being pissed off to be very pissed off. Do you understand what I'm saying? And people find that those who don't really care that Steve is gay, a lot of people who just couldn't care less that Steve is gay, actually care more because they feel, oh, it's been pushed in my face.
I think, look, I agree with what Steve has said there. Right? I hadn't actually thought about it from that point of view that, you know, how much it is being monetized. But I think this particular month just gives people an excuse to come out en masse and feel that they've this safe place now to be completely and utterly nasty. Like, at the end of the day, it shouldn't be about anything. You know, it shouldn't be about who you're with in your bedroom. As Steve says, no one questions me. No one ever looks at me and says, oh, yeah, well, were you up to last night? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, I've questioned you a few times. I mean, having a husband who doesn't know the difference between, you know, no sugar in the beans.
Yeah. I'm surprised you get any at all, in fairness.
I actually did think of you the other day. I was in the shop the other day and I was actually getting a tin of beans. Do you think I could find the normal ones that weren't the sugar-free ones, by the way? And you just came into my head and I said, Niamh would never be able to work out in the shop. It just wouldn't work for her.
Yeah, you think pride is bad. Sugar-free beans are actually silently infiltrating our culture. So that's what we should be worried about now, not pride.
I want to just stay there because I want to bring Ibrahim in as well. Ibrahim, hi, how are you?
Good, how's it going, Niall?
Good. Ibrahim, I mean, are we at a point in Ireland in 2024 where it doesn't matter what your sexuality is, if you're gay or straight?
I mean, it should be. We should be at that point because this is something that belongs at home. It's a personal issue. It's not like people go out and have sex in the streets. Why do you have to have... I don't agree with, you know, everything being so advertised this Pride Month. Why do we need a Pride Month when we celebrate various leaders in the world. We celebrate various religious holidays with a single day. Why does...
No, we don't. I mean, for example, you being an example, Christmas is one example for a Christian holiday. Ramadan, of course, goes on for God knows how long. So, I mean, there are religious...
Not a holiday. Ramadan is... but it's not...
But it's festival, isn't it? It's such... Yeah, it's a religious occasion, but it goes on for a while.
But it's not a festival. It's like Lent.
Hmm. But that's what I'm saying. Exactly, the Christians have Lent, the Christians have Christmas, you know, or Easter goes on for four days or 3 days, whatever. So there are other kind of events that go on or religious occasions that go on for a period of time. But Ibrahim, I understand the point you're making about pride and people have that same issue. And even Steve, to be honest with you, says he doesn't align himself with that. And some people love it and that's fine too. But if I could ask you as a Muslim, you know, I had a spokesperson on for the Muslim Society the Muslim Community of Ireland going back about 5 years ago. And to quote him, and he was one of the head honchos, he said, there are no gay Muslims. And that's what he said to me.
I
said to him, well, then clearly...
I don't agree with that.
No, well, I said, clearly you're delusional. But I know the point he was making. The point he was making is, it's against the religion. And by the way, it's against Christianity as well. But he said there was no gay Muslims. So it's less tolerated in Islam, probably, than it is in Christianity now.
Yes, I'd say without doubt on that aspect, because it still hasn't been acknowledged on a religious aspect. Like, for now, the Catholic Church acknowledges gay marriage.
Yeah.
Before, which is something that's new, you know. Yet
they don't agree with it, but they've acknowledged it. Yeah, and they don't want to have any. They don't want to pass judgment. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but Islam has not reached that, and I don't think it will get to that, to be honest, because
why
there'd be too much pushback, because for religion, Islam, it doesn't, the decision is not made by men, it's God's law. So
but Christianity could argue the same thing, and they've managed to get around it.
Yeah, they could, but because they follow, like, you know, you have the Pope, who's like the head honcho for you. Versus, there is nothing like that in Islam. There is no one person who is, you know.
Yeah, but the imams, the local imams could come out and say it, couldn't they?
No, because then they'd face a lot of backlash from the, you know, 1.5 billion people around the world.
Yeah, but you could argue as well that the Pope faced a lot of backlash when he said not to judge people or judge gay men who get married. He took that risk and faced a lot of backlash. But he did
it. Yeah, but, you know, it's, you know, there's many ways you can argue towards this. But in Islam, they stand, you know, strong with the God's principles. And so you have the direction which comes from the Quran. So you have the religious ideology, and you have to stick with that. Now, what happens outside of that in terms of, you know, how people practice themselves is different. It's like saying, you know, you have a Muslim guy and he won't eat pork, but he'll drink alcohol. You know, so, you know, he's not a perfect person, but, you know, then could be, you have a different sexual orientation.
Do you think in Ireland, living in Ireland, Ibrahim, do you think yes. that in 2024 we're at a point, Steve doesn't believe so, we're at a point where we're less judgmental, we're not homophobic, or we're not as homophobic as we used to be? Are we at that point yet? Are we at a better place?
I think the majority is, but unfortunately you get... that extreme minority who are still extremely racist or homophobic, whose voices are actually amplified. And, you know, it's...
can I make a point here?
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. Okay, so I've been really quiet because I'm just sitting back listening to this. And in my head, I'm thinking to myself, you know, what's the difference between me and Niall? You know, our preference in fiction or who we fall in love with. And yet, we live in a society where we even still need to find this a topic of conversation. You know, and when it's you on the receiving end of it thinking, oh my God, there's so many people out there who disagree with what you do in your bedroom, what a Neanderthal backward way to be thinking.
But has nobody come on tonight?
No, absolutely not.
Who said they disagree with what you do in your bedroom?
That's one of the worst parts about it, Niall. I shouldn't need defending by anybody else. It shouldn't be a conversation. My love life, who I fall in love with, shouldn't be in question.
But hang on for a second. We will have conversations on a regular basis about should a 55-year-old man be with a 28-year-old girl? Or should, should two people from two different religions have a relationship? Does that work? Uh-huh. Or do people who have polar opposite views, you know, heterosexually, have polar opposite views, can they get married? So, you know, should people live in
sin? I understand.
Those conversations happen about everything. I mean, you can't...
I understand the interest. I do. I get it. Look, but one of the things that I noticed since coming out as gay, that I have a couple of friends over in Cavan, I'll say hello to them. When they found out that I was gay, it was three women, and they came over to the house, and they thought they'd throw me a gay party, and they said to me, let's all go to this gay nightclub, and let's all get our gay on. And I'm like, stop. Just fuck off and leave me alone.
Can you do the wallpapering for us?
Exactly. Being gay should be the least interesting thing about you.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of stereotypes. I know there is a lot of stereotypes, but there's stereotypes about everything. You know what I mean? It's like people say you're a talk show host. They go, yeah. Oh, say something for me. Yeah, sorry, Ibrahim.
Niall,
go ahead.
I've mentioned this actually many, many times. Sex and religion are personal and belong in your own home. There's nothing to, it's not something that should be discussed outside. It's not something that should be publicized or celebrated in any way that, you know, brings negative attention to it. Somebody wants to have sex with, you know, a gay person wants to have sex, and that's no one's business. Somebody wants to worship the devil in their own home. That's nobody's business. As long as it's not taken out into the street, into public, and forced into everybody's face. This is my philosophy on this.
Okay, stay there. Hang on, Ibrahim, because I have 4 minutes. I want to get Jessica in as well. Jessica, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, listen. Now, I'm actually with Steve on it. I don't know what's happening, but we're agreeing more so.
That's because you're gay.
even the whole thing about Pride, back when I was a teenager and before I came out of the closet, I admired what it stood up for. It was an actual march. It was a protest or something. Now, in the past couple of years, I look at it, it's like watching a circus go down O'Connell Street, and it's an excuse for a piss-up.
Yeah, but Pride used to be. But Pride used to be one day. Now it's a kind of month, isn't it? Although there is one kind of Pride.
No, but even the month, I actually think now is just a bit over the top. I'd be much more happy if it just stayed the one day. Mm. But that's beside the point. But
and why? Does it just? It just. You believe as a lesbian, it just doesn't represent you.
Well, no, I feel like the whole month, it just lost its meaning. At least when it was the one day, it's like, right, this is our day to make a stand. It was a protest. Now it's just a piss up in a circus of who can dress the most flamboyant, and it's ridiculous.
Mm.
But even if me and Kira walk down the street, it's the stares, it's the name calling that I can't stand. Mm-hmm. I won't hold her hands. I don't.
But is it not easier for girls? Because we're used to seeing girls holding each other's hands.
You think
stereotype.
Niall, if it's two girls who look like girls, it's fine. If it's a couple like me and Kira, where one is clearly a female and one people are looking at you like, what is that? Then it's different. Because I get way more abused than she does about it.
Okay.
Because I'm that stereotypical butch lesbian type.
Right.
That's why it's the stares, it's the verbal name calling that sometimes I think, is it easier if I just left her? I wouldn't, because I love her. But it sometimes makes you think, would my life just be easier if I just left her?
Well, that's awful. I would hate to. Mm. That actually saddens me to hear you say that.
That's it. I'm sure I'm not the only one who thinks like that. But it's the fact
that's why I'm not in a gay relationship.
But it's the fact that people think, oh, well, you make us uncomfortable. Well, if we make you uncomfortable, you make us uncomfortable by staring and calling us names and everything. It's almost to the point that we feel like we have a target walking on our backs. We shouldn't have to live like that.
And would you go, like, do you go to pictures together? Do you go out for dinner together? Do you do all those things together?
No, we do things like that.
And how often would you get those stares or that kind of abuse?
From our first trip together away.
And where'd you go?
Oh, we only went to Manchester. No, we didn't kill each other, so that was fine.
Okay, no, I was going to say wherever you went, wasn't as bad. Was the kind of homophobia as bad in Manchester as it was here?
Honestly, no one batted an eyelid. Like, everyone was... They were just like, oh, how are you? Like, it was nothing.
So is Ireland a bit backward still?
I think so. And especially with the young fellas of the young fellas of this generation, I think they're all yuppas anyway, so I wouldn't pay no heed or heed nor mind to them. But even some people in my generation, 25 plus, 20s, mid-20s, some of them are still fairly backwards. Like, you're gay. I'm like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Get over yourself.
And so that age group, see, I'm surprised. I thought the younger age group would be more accepting and the older age group would be less tolerant.
No, you think that, but no. And I honestly think it's going to get worse. Sadly, it's like bullying. We'd love to get rid of it, but sadly, that's not going to happen.
Do you think it'll go away eventually?
No. I think it's just one of those things where if we could get rid of it, brilliant. Everything would be a utopia. But obviously, you do have the very, very fire-blooded homophobics who would love to see people like me and Steve burnt alive at the stake. On
oh, gosh.
But, oh, no, I don't doubt that there is people
well,
out there.
Well, sadly, there is sadly, there is some countries in the world where that would actually happen.
People who would love
happen.
To see us get lobotomized to see what's going on in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's mad how, like, the things people said to me, like, I could tell you stories, Niall.
I can only imagine, and I'm horrified to think that people think that.
I shouldn't have these many stories.
I mean, Ibrahim, that's pretty sad, isn't it? That she feels life would be easier without her girlfriend.
No, that's terrible. I think that's really, you know, it's a disgraceful situation to be in. And I think, you know, part of the problem could be because of this issue, like the Pride Month, where, you know, okay, it's some people will accept, some people won't accept. But when you're forcing it down and you're, you know, suddenly, you know, you're going down in the city center and both sides of the Liffey, all flags are rainbows and everywhere you go, there's a rainbow flag. And this is event celebrating this and
yeah,
you go online and it's LGBT. You know, it's like they're forcing it on the people. Okay. Some people who don't like it now, of course, like you said before, they're going to hate it now. So, you know, it's just, you know, okay, let's the young lady was saying. She said that when it was one day, it was a protest. That was
now
fine.
It's a circus.
But
she says, "Yeah,
it is." And I saw like last year, Eamon Ryan jumping around like an idiot in his bare feet.
Like, yeah. I saw that. Yeah,
it became a circus. You know, like that's what happened.
Yeah, Yeah, I do remember that video. Listen, I've run out of time. Listen, thank you very much indeed to all of you. I'm really sad to hear that, Jessica and Steve, by the way. Thank you, Ibrahim and Niamh. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. After the break, by the way, we are going to be talking about assisted dying, and you may have heard the news today at the Catholic Bishops Conference said that it rejects any future laws that would allow for assisted dying. The bishops say they're against the recommendations of the Joint Directors Committee on Assisted Dying to introduce legislation for assisted dying in certain restricted circumstances. In a statement, the bishop says, say, in the final weeks of a terminal illness, many people can be helped to experience human and spiritual growth. Basically, they make no bones about it. The church is completely against euthanasia or assisted dying, no matter what. But are we surprised? Probably not. But does that kind of statement change how you feel about euthanasia or assisted dying, which are slightly different, by the way? Are you very religious and felt open to the idea of assisted dying and now you're not so sure? Because, look, we are probably going to have a referendum, although they say we don't need a referendum. I won't get into the complications of that. I'll tell you after the break about that. But I want to know, do you believe in it? How do you feel about it? If there was a referendum tomorrow and you had to vote for euthanasia in Ireland, that is to allow somebody else to assist you to take somebody's life who is unwell, terminally ill or whatever it happens to be, would you agree with it? Let me know what you think. The number, as usual, is 087-188-0008.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1-800-50-1111. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.